All right. What is up? What is happening? How is everybody doing? Welcome to Toilets to Titles. This is episode number 106, and this is conference championship weekend. If you're watching live at home, you can see the Avengers have assembled. The gang is all here. We're like the Wu-Tang Clan right now. I got Inspect the Deck, Ghostface Killer, the RZA. Jizza, you know, all those people that Justin knows so much about. They're all here with me. All right, I'm going to start introducing these fellas. Right next to me, to my right, my main man, my sidekick, Justin Stevens at JustinFF_Justin. What's happening?
Oh, not a lot. Feeling pretty good. Glad to had a pretty rough week this week, but I've been looking forward to this show, a way to get my mind off things and relax a little bit. So, it's good to have you all on. It's good to be on, and it's good to talk football.
Man, we are surrounded by friends. We are in a comfortable, safe space, and I feel extra safe because the Nate's grown out the rest of his beard. He no longer just has a mustache. That makes me feel a little more safe. to my right or to my left, depending on how you're looking at it, is the Dirt Man, Nate at Nate_Dirt19. Nate, what's cooking?
Not a whole lot. You know, it's colder than hell here, and it's Wednesday. Another day closer to the weekend. It's pretty much just a big disappointment at this point. So, you know, I'm happy to talk with you guys tonight at least, though. So,
I get it. I haven't seen you since the Packers lost, but also you.
I didn't talk to anybody for a solid 24 hours, probably.
It took me about 40 hours at least. I was muting and blocking and unfollowing. That was my.
I didn't even open Twitter. I didn't even open it.
Man, I was just running through block, mute. Unfollow. But Nate, how many hard seltzers are you gonna smash this evening?
I didn't even have any. I gotta work out after this, so I didn't grab any.
Okay.
I wasn't feeling it, you know. I thought about grabbing a bunch of them. Thank you, Mike. I know the Packers stink. That's why they're not playing anymore, jerk.
Oh boy.
And I just wasn't feeling it.
Instigator, Mike D. Packer.
So did your dad computer. He can't get on the damn live stream with us.
Oh man, Packers dick. Hey. But you're working out. What, are you going to slam some NO Explode and go crazy or what?
No, I just drink water. I don't have any of that stuff.
NO Explode.
I think they do still make it, and I feel like I've drank it before, and I felt like my heart was going to beat out of my chest.
Man, I remember like growing up in like middle school and high school, looking at like weightlifting magazines and trying to get fit for football and looking at these guys in the cover like ginormous, and they're sponsored by like regular brands, stuff you can buy at like the grocery store, and there's no way that those guys are getting that big off of those supplements. But whatever, let's move on. Below me, this is a guy who's getting big off of life, just off of pure energy, all right? And that is Alex at Alex_FF. Alex, what's cooking?
It's Alex_FF, sir.
Man, I dropped the ball. I think somebody set me up.
Yep, I'm sure they did. Yeah, everything's good. I got a belly full of sushi. Me and my wife went out with the kid, got some sushi. Ready to talk some football. I haven't really talked football. I told all the guys at work that I didn't want to talk about it this week since the Packers lost. So we talked a little bit about the playoff league because I got a couple of those guys into the Toilets and Titles playoff league. So we were all talking about what guys we have left and how we're going to put lineups in. Like, I don't know. I have like no running backs left, so we'll see how that goes. But
man, I fell into Elijah Mitchell. Somehow I managed to keep Elijah Mitchell free.
Nice. Yeah. I know I played him last week, so I wasn't the best, but you know, what are you going
to
do?
Man, I'm saving Cam Akers. I'm hoping the Rams make it to the Super Bowl. So I have him, Elijah Mitchell. But you know what? I was disappointed last week. I wasn't on the show, but I did listen. And the guys were reading off the names of the rankings, and I got no credit for the names that I made up. You know, all of Nate's friends and Alex's friends, when I entered them in, I just made up names for them. And they're not over the top, but they're subtly funny. And no one was like, you know, so all those guys you mentioned in the top 12, a bunch of them, I can't even think of them off the top of my head. I got to pull off the playoff team league. But are your friends not saying, like, what's up with my name? They don't care. Yeah.
The first day or two after it started, they're all like, why is this my name? They were all confused and they were just all laughing about it. They enjoy it, but it was funny the first like day or two, they were so confused. And I was like, yeah, coach, he did the names.
I'm an artist and I'm trying to express myself. The Cowboys lost and I'm just expressing myself by messing around here with these names and just nobody discussed it. Winters is coming. Come on, that's a great team name.
That's actually one of the guys I work with. I came in the day after I saw, you know, that he signed up, and I was like, "Oh, I was like, Winters is coming." And he's like, "How did? Why is that my name?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know. I thought you did it." And he's like, "No." He's like, "I've never even watched Game of Thrones." He's like, "I know that's what it's from, but I," and I that's when I went in the Twitter chat, and I was like, "Who's playing with everyone's names? Like, what the heck's going on?"
Man, it's bad that I find myself more funny than probably the rest of the world does, but it's also the way that I choose to get by. You know what I mean? Like Brom Bones, great name. Mad Max, these are all great names, but whatever. This is the playoff league that hopefully you'll get into next year. If you are listening, there actually is a good chance you're in it, because we're still in our podcasting career here, and we have limited followers and listeners, so there's a good chance if you are listening at home, you are in here. But if you aren't in it, it's a playoff league. It was $10 an entry. I think we got up to like $840, which is about 84 teams. And it's, you could pick a player once throughout the entire playoffs, pretty good lineups. And right now where we're at, we have like three Toilets to Titles members in the top six, or in the top five, rather. We have Joe Arachi from Dash of DFS. He's number one. And then Nate right here is 4 points behind Joe with 294 points. Then we have Nick Faria and Chris's videos, who's always in the YouTube live stream. I'm surprised he's not here, so I hope everything's all right with you, Chris. And then Alex is fifth overall. So what has been your strategy, Nate? You're up at the top right here, so you need to bless us with your strategy.
Well, the first week, it was like, I'm going to play some dudes that I don't think are going to move on. You know, and that was kind of like what everybody did. I think I just got lucky. The next week, well, last week, it was kind of more of the same. I got pretty lucky that I didn't use Cooper Kupp the first week. I know quite a few people did use him last week, so now I don't have him anymore. T. Higgins did quite well for me. You know, and I think, to be honest, I've been doing very well. The linebackers I've picked have done better than probably most of my team. I did have Mahomes mm-hmm. last week because I was hoping the Bills would win, but it is what it is. So, yeah, I've just been getting lucky. I'll probably lay an egg this week. So,
all right. Well, I got to introduce the rest of the guys here. And one of these guys, I don't even know where he is. I think he's all the way at the bottom in the playoff league. No, it's not Rich. It's Andrew Campy. It's Mr. Andrew Campy, the guy behind ToiletsToTitles.com. I think he's ranked about 76th overall. Andrew, how you doing, man?
I am in two fantasy playoff leagues, and I reckon I'm bottom 10 in both of them. I have no idea how I'm so bad at this, like so bad. It's just like, I look at it and I think, oh, yep, that looks all right. It's just, I'm never doing it again. I'm so bad at playoff leagues. It's just, yeah.
Man, Emmett is like 20 spots above you, and Emmett's actually tied with the other guy who's in here. And that's my son. And oh, Chris's video is in here. Chris, what's cooking, man? Dirty Jobs. Oh, no, Mike D actually is in here. He was supposed to be here, but he let us down. I'm sorry. Rich, though, Rich Gonzalez, who hasn't been around too much. The guy's been super crazy busy. Frito Bandito at Frito Bandito underscore FF. Rich, how are we doing this evening?
Doing good, man. Now, I want to go back to a couple things you guys were saying. Uh-oh. So, uh-oh. For you, Coach, it's the artist formerly known as Prince, the artist. So, okay. You kind of made a little comment there about the artist you are creating names, but you are formerly known as the Prince.
Yes, 100%.
But, hey, and the rest of everybody else, man, you guys are doing outstanding in the playoff league. You guys are doing awesome picking those linebackers, like Nate was saying. So, but I am having a great time. I've been busy. Hey, and the one thing I do want to say, you mentioned at the top of the show, is we are surrounded by family. And I want to thank you all for what you guys did as far as sending flowers to my family when we were down and had a lot going on. And I really do appreciate you guys and enjoy being part of this family.
Man, thank you, Rich. It's good to have you here, man. It's nice having you around. And it's been great working with you and building this thing with you, and no problem, man. We take care of each other. It's not just fantasy football. We obviously we're talking 24/7, And we get into a lot more than that. What you guys see on the surface in the videos and listen to on the podcast is, you know, mostly fantasy football. But this thing has grown, and it's been a lot of fun getting to grow alongside you guys. But now, everyone listening at home – I'm sorry, Justin, go ahead.
I was going to say, Rich, I hope you still feel that way after you see this little thing I put together down here.
Well, I'm trying not to look since I'm on the road, so you're going to have
to say. Well, this goes back to the coach saying the Avengers are all here. I gave us all a comp here. I view Coach as kind of our Captain America. He's running the show here. Nate is Ant-Man because he's the funny guy, obviously.
I don't know what that is.
Huh?
Paul I've never Rudd. Seen the Avengers.
What?
Well, it's Paul Rudd. You're fine.
It's Paul Rudd. Yeah, he's the funny guy.
Okay.
Yeah, you're okay. The funny all right. Guy. I'm the Hulk because obviously I'm the big guy. Thor is Alex with the locks. Makes sense. Campy gets to be Iron Man. He's our tech guy.
Don't you dare say I'm Rocket.
Rocket's the man.
Rocket's awesome.
Man, the Guardians of the Galaxy. If I had to pick, give me the Guardians of the Galaxy films over the Avengers films any day.
Yeah, they're I'll the greatest for sure.
I'll take them all.
I get that Alex has got the hair, but yeah. Thor's Australian, so surely I should be Thor, right?
Well, technically he's
Asgardian.
Well, here, yeah. Guys, you want to know how to settle this?
So the actor who plays him is Australian. I'll give you that, but listen, don't try to take my Thor away from
just
me.
Put your hand up. Just put your hand up and reach out for Mjolnir. Whichever one gets it, that's the one who is. All right, guys. I want to let everybody know we've kind of veered off the rails here a little bit. Let's try to get back on track. However you're listening to us at home, you can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify. We have two Facebook groups, the Toilets and Titles page and When a Family Breaks. That is where we buy, sell, trade sports memorabilia. I want to let you all know I talked about the playoff league earlier. We're going to be doing Super Bowl boxes, $25 a box. We are working on that right now. Andrew and me, we're going back and forth. We're getting this thing set up. As soon as it's set up, we're going to try to get it up this week so we can try to fill this thing by the Super Bowl. I believe so that's $2,500 in the pot. I think it's going to be $500 after the first quarter, $500 after the second quarter, $500 after the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, the winner of the fourth quarter, you know, the final score is going to get $1,000. So we're trying to get some big payouts in there. So we'd appreciate it if you reached out to us on the Twitter at Toilets the Titles. And let us know if you want in, and we will tell you how to enter. Also, please check out toiletsandtitles.com. All of our off-season articles, you can find our podcasts in there. Basically, everything you're looking for, Toilets and Titles, go to toiletsandtitles.com, and that will direct you. So I think that pretty much does it for most of the stuff about what's going on in the background. Let's actually get into some football discussion. So we have some news. Sean Payton has stepped down as the Saints head coach. It sounds like he's going to be out for at least a year. A lot of people are kind of making jokes because the Saints are kind of done on the other end of what the Rams did. Like the Rams, you know, they're basically selling all their draft picks. They're spending a lot of money. The Saints are already at the end of that. They spent all their money. They're like a buttload or truckload, rather, of dollars above the salary cap. And they're just in bad situation. And now he's bailing. So how do y'all feel about Sean Payton dipping from the Saints? Alex, I'm actually going to let you go first, man.
I can't blame them, you know, after Breeze retired, you know, they thought they could try to go into this season. You know, Jameis got hurt and then they were running with Taysom and then he was all hurt. He was all banged up. You know, he got Taysom paid, which is nice before he left. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to stick around in that shit show either, if I had the choice. So, you know, I don't blame him at all. He definitely did a lot for the Saints to get them back into, you know, recognition and, you know, in that limelight. So I think all they can do is really, you know, thank him for his time and the, you know, the organization that he established there. But I don't blame him. You know, after what he went through this season and, you know, all the quarterback changes and no real answer in sight. I mean, I guess it's kind of a douchey move. Just like, all right, we'll see you guys. Thanks for all the cap money and, you know, and thanks for all the money myself. But, you know, I don't blame him.
I'm going to let the rest of you discuss this as well, but something came to my mind. I feel like they got to sell. I feel like Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas both have to be sold. I think they got to look to the future. If you're the Philadelphia Eagles, would you move one of those I think they have a pick between 15 and 20. Would you move one of those first for Michael Thomas?
No.
I think it would. I think Michael Thomas still has some time left in him, and I think a lot of Thomas being
That's the same team that drafted Jalen Reagor.
Yeah,
they're pretty 20th pick. So I mean, that's Michael Thomas. I think it's a little more valuable than Jalen Reagor at 19 or 20.
And I know they don't want to admit it, but I still feel like a lot of Michael Thomas having that backpedal with his injury halfway through the season has a lot more to do with his not getting along with the organization. So he's definitely getting traded somewhere. I don't think they have to spend that high of a draft pick for him, though.
You're probably right. I just figured that was
a I said I would. I just don't think they necessarily have to. But, I mean, if that's what the Saints said it's going to take after some negotiation, then, yeah, I might cave.
All right. Nate, what do you think about Sean Payton being gone in New Orleans?
Good riddance. I mean, great coach, great dude. Awesome Hall of Fame guy, but I was tired of him pulling his Hall of Fame quarterback out and letting Taysom Hill in there. That dude stinks. Like, I understand this last year you didn't really have a choice as to what you were going to do. It was pretty tough, but it'll be nice to not have to deal with, a starting quarterback on your fantasy team in New Orleans, and Taysom comes in on, third and two or whatever, and that dumb stuff. So, holy shit, they just scored. They're making it a game. I'm sorry. But, yeah, like I said.
Cricket again?
No, I got a hockey game on, and I got a couple parlays with the Red Wings. And when I just turned it on, they were down 4-0 after the first period, and it's 4-2 now.
Yeah, so, they're coming back. Tune into Dollars to Deuces, right, Wednesday nights, and you too could be, stuck, glued to the screen.
We're recording tomorrow night, by the way.
Oh, Thursday night.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, he's been great. I don't know if he'll go to Dallas like we all think. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what the Saints are going to do. They're in trouble. That's for sure.
Yeah. I don't like a quarterback controversy. I don't like a coaching controversy, and I feel like it's going to be a coach, when Earl Thomas said he wanted to go to Dallas, somebody tweeted like, Sean Payton, this offseason, this is going to be like the Earl Thomas offseason. I don't know if y'all remember. You probably don't because you're not Cowboys fans. Andrew remembers. There was this offseason where everyone thought we were going out to get Earl Thomas, and that's all everybody talked about. We never got him. It never worked out. And good thing because he went to the Ravens and stunk. And now all offseason, everybody's just going to be talking about Sean Payton. And I do think he takes a year off, but I think it's going to be like a cloud over Mike McCarthy's head. And, I don't necessarily want that. Justin, go ahead.
So if Sean Payton's taking the year off, does that automatically mean that Taysom Hill is taking a year off too?
Yeah, he should.
I feel like Payton was really the only reason he was still actually getting playing time. So
they're still going to have to pay him though, because his dead cap hit this year is like $20 million or something. Or no, it's not $20 million. It's, forget what I saw it was, but it's enough to that they can't cut him,
Great. Move him to tight end and play him.
Let Kamara be the quarterback.
Be better than Adam Troutman.
Man, I love Kamara. Kamara might be my favorite running back in the NFL right now. Like, last two or three years.
He's awesome.
I love that guy. I really enjoy watching him.
Alex, you're lucky that Troutman sucked this season, so I can let that slander slide.
He did suck. I liked him too, but he sucked. And I don't even know if it's that he sucked. It's just he didn't get any targets. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Trust me, man. I'm with you. I was a Blake Jarwin truther, man. And Dalton Schultz fucking came in with his mustache and rode
Dutch
off
is the man.
White steed.
He's gone. Dalton Schultz is gone. He's
you
not
think
coming
so?
Back. Yeah. You can't block. We don't need – Jerry's out here. Everyone thinks that Jerry's complaining about Amari Cooper. People don't fucking listen, excuse my language, and people just like to feed off the narrative. What Jerry said was he's pissed off that Amari Cooper's not getting targeted. He's completely yelling at Dak Prescott and Kellen Moore, target your star. And everybody's like, oh, Jerry's, because a few months ago, somebody said that Amari Cooper's getting traded in the offseason. So everybody thinks, oh, he's getting traded. Jerry's mad at him. No, Jerry's basically telling Kellen Moore, I'm watching Cooper Kupp getting peppered with 14 to 15 targets a game, and you're throwing Amari Cooper the ball three times. You're throwing CeeDee Lamb the ball two times, and Dalton Schultz getting the ball eight times. Dalton Schultz can't block. He's a great receiver. He runs after catch, but we don't need a guy. We can't run. We can't run the football, and Dak's at his best when we can run the football. And I think Dalton Schultz is gone, And I think they're going to be fine with Blake Jarwin. And hopefully Blake Jarwin doesn't get 10 targets a game. He gets six. And Amari Cooper or CeeDee Lamb get the other, you know, guys who could actually stretch the field. And don't get me wrong, Schultz played great. He just didn't block. But too much on the Cowboys discussion. Save that for now about them Cowboys, where me and Camp are going to be talking about them. We got an episode coming out within the next week or two. We're going to be talking about draft needs. You can find that on the Toilets and Titles YouTube channel. But all right, let's move on. Sean Payton, we can forget about him. Byron Leftwich, it looks like he's likely to get the head coaching job in Jaguars. I'm hearing that getting pulled back a little bit, but I think it's almost all but done. It just, the writing's on the wall. Also, Dan Quinn's getting a second interview with the Bears, and I think that's a good fit. I know Alex and Nate, you guys are fans of the Packers. You're in the NFC North. How do you feel about Dan Quinn possibly being up there in Chicago?
Go ahead, Alex. I'm fine with it. I love having bad head coaches in organizations in my division.
Almost won a Super Bowl, man.
Almost. Like, close only counts as horseshoes and hand grenades, man.
Yeah, we almost won an NFC Championship game 2 years in a row, and we suck ass. So.
But you don't suck ass. I mean, I don't know. I'd give a lot to almost win a Super Bowl. I'd give more to win a Super Bowl, but I'd give a lot to almost win a
Super Bowl. Yeah, but their almost win a Super Bowl was give up a 27-3 lead after halftime. Like, that was just – And he's supposed to be the defensive mastermind. Yeah.
How many points did they score after the half?
I don't think they scored any.
Not enough.
No, they didn't score any. They ended with 27 points, didn't they?
I think my thing with Dan Quinn's he's obviously a stellar defensive coordinator. He was great with the Legion of Boom in Seattle. Got a head coaching gig. Didn't fare so well. Back to D coordinator. It's like when he doesn't have to steer the ship. You know, he's just part of it. It seems like it works out better. I know the game he coached, they beat the shit out of him, but we're not cutting half the team. We'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
I think the players, from hearing what the players are saying, it sounds like the players really like him in Dallas. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure they do. I mean, like I said, he's a hell of a defensive guy. Just, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right. Now, I didn't see this bit of news. So whoever put this on here, the Buccaneers apparently – So what did Antonio Brown came out and stated this, that the Buccaneers are giving the injured players painkillers? Go on, Justin.
He was being interviewed. I believe it was Brian Gumbel that was interviewing him. And he pretty much just stated that, you know, going into the game and going into halftime and stuff like that, they would juice him up with some painkiller shots and run him out there and run him ragged, and that they do this all the time. And the reason I put it in the news is because for some reason, for whatever reason, Antonio Brown thinks that people everywhere think that this is news, that NFL teams do this. Like, they've been doing it for years. Like, you're not going to dude. Like, so Arians looked at him and said exactly what AB says that he said. Well, if you're not going to play, then get off the fucking field. That's exactly how he said
it. I'll tell you what happened. All right. Chris Godwin goes down. His knees hurt, but no one necessarily knows what happened. Is it an ACL tear? Could he come back and play? Chris Godwin goes into the locker room. Bruce Arians dips out before the end of the half, so nobody can see that he's gone, but he's gone. He goes into the locker room. He gets the guy. They're going to shoot a needle into Chris Godwin's knee. AB comes in, and he yells at Bruce Arians. He says, if that needle goes anywhere near his knee, I'm going to rip your arms off and beat you to death with them. You know?
It's like Varsity Blues all over again.
And then the Bruce Arians statue gets torn down after the offseason.
But Arians is the same, I think.
Arians probably said that. And instead of AB just getting off the field like any other player would if he really was too hurt to play, he takes his jersey off and makes a big scene in the middle of the stadium on his way out the door. Like, there was still a mental breakdown there. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because also in the interview, he states that the Buccaneers tried to write a letter to him and his manager or his lawyer or whoever that guy was, and tell him that they will pay him $200,000 or $250,000 to take some time away from the team and go get some mental help, and not suggest that it was their idea to do it. And so now he's calling them out on that, saying that they're trying to cover that up, when really, obviously, it was still a mental breakdown. Nobody still quits on their team right there in that situation. If you're too hurt to play, you get off the field, even if the coach rubbed you the wrong way, you talk to him about that on Tuesday morning after the game, and you deal with it like a professional, and then maybe you're there to help your team in the playoffs get that extra little bump, and maybe they're still playing in the NFC Championship this year. So, yes, AB, you're still mentally unstable, and you need some help, buddy.
Yeah, and I don't know what he's bitching about. If my job told me they'd give me $200,000 to go see anyone, I don't care who it is, I would go do it. Like, what the fuck? Like, just go do it, man. Yeah. It's because he doesn't want to admit that that something's wrong. Like, he doesn't, you know, classic mental health thing. He doesn't see it actually happening because it's just part of his perception now, you know?
But so my issue with him is, right, if you look at, like, in these situations, we're really quick as a football community to say this side is right and this side is wrong. And we need to kind of realize that in any of these circumstances, there's gray areas. So Bruce Arians might be a piece of crap. I don't know, right? I have no idea. But when I look at AB, you look at it and go, he's got a history of doing bad shit. And then you sit there and go, he goes, oh, it wasn't about money. And then all of a sudden, a couple of days later, he goes onto some stupid podcast and goes, why am I playing on this shitty salary? I'm like, hang on, you just said it wasn't about money. It's like he's done nothing. He's done nothing to actually put himself in a position where you go, oh yeah, I sort of agree where he's coming from. So like you can argue that both cases are wrong, but I don't think there's any way that you can argue that AB is not wrong at least 50%.
Man, I think that's a very refreshing take. Like, that's an excellent perspective, honestly. Because you're putting it in a way that I haven't thought of it. You're probably right. I think you're right. You know, they're both wrong in some way. I mean, look at Bruce Arians got fined for smacking a player in the back of the helmet on the field. Imagine that. A grown man smacked the dude in the back of the helmet. Like, I'm so
lucky he didn't hit him.
Punched in the mouth. You know? Like, you know, I opened my door with groceries and I by accident slammed my shoulder into the door on my way into the house, and I want to punch my fist through the window because I think the car door hit me the wrong way. So my coach hit me in the back of the helmet. That's a problem. And he got away with it. But now the Steelers, the way they got to feel, he just said he wants to play with Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson seems into it. So the Steelers organization, they are probably like smiling from ear to ear thinking going there and ruining that.
For sure.
All right. And they just fired Wink. They fired Wink Martindale too. I don't know why. I thought that was kind of weird, but whatever.
What a name. Top five names for coaches.
Yeah. Isn't that a game show host?
Top five name.
Isn't that also the name of a game show host, Wink Martindale?
It's
possible. No?
That sounds like it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, everybody, if you want to support the show, way you can support the show, patreon.com/toilets to titles. We have three tiers. Tier one is $3 a month. It gets you into our group chat on Discord. It's 24/7 access to all the members of Toilets to Titles. Tier two is $5 a month. Gets you into that group chat. Gets you early access to waiver wire episodes in season. It releases Monday night, immediately after Monday Night Football. And also gets you into Frankenstank League. This year we're going up from 36 teams. So it was 3 12 team divisions. We're going to have 5 12 team divisions, and we are looking for members, and you get in with the tier two Patreon support. And then tier three is $10 a month to get you all of the items listed above. The Frankenstein entry you get is free in tier three. So that's a $25 value, and it gets you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody at the Toilets Titles family. And I think that's huge right now. It's the off season and getting like some eyes on your roster and your draft picks and kind of getting a few different perspectives on how you could attack the offseason. I think that's a great thing. And we offer that. So that supports us and it helps us support you. So quickly, let's go through the games of the week because the other guys here on the show, they're not members of this, but last week's results. So in season up to this point, we've picked the game of the week, me, Nate, and Justin all season. And we each pick a game of the week. And then the next week we recap and we go through the points differential, and the person with the smallest point differential margin is the winner. The person with the largest margin or biggest difference between the two scores is the loser. And the season total up until this past week, Nate was at 215. I'm sorry, no, Nate was at, I don't know, but he was
212.
212. Justin was at 203. I was at 203. Okay, and then this was going up to be last week. I picked Bills at Chiefs. There was a 6-point differential. Justin picks Rams at Buccaneers. It's a 3-point differential. And Nate picked 49ers at Packers. 3-point differential. So now Nate's at 215. Justin's at 206. I am at 209. There are only two games left. Nate, you've been eliminated. All right. So now it's just down to me and Justin. So here's the finals. I got 49ers at Rams. Justin's got Bengals at Chiefs. And in order for me to win, I need the Bengals at Chiefs point differential to be larger than 3. Or at least 3 points larger than 49ers at Rams.
Yeah, and so so kind of part of that went down the way that it did, like leading into that week, we had said that it was going to be the end of the week, like, or the end of the show. So like or the end of this game, I guess. So I was really confident in my 3 points there. And then we get down to that game, that Chiefs and Bills game, and it's going back and forth and back and forth, and it's over, and it's a 6-point swing. And I'm thinking, you know what? I just won this game, but it doesn't feel right because Coach just actually picked the game of the week, possibly the game of like the decade for us. Like, it was an amazing game back and forth. So I'm glad Coach. Oh,
this is I, Silas Gorin. Is this the Dungeons and Dragons episode?
Yeah. You're a little bit early there, Silas.
Yeah, my mistake. I apologize. Carry on.
Wait. Silas. Whoa, there he is.
Silas, Santa Claus now.
Silas, it's a sand wizard.
Are you talking about my favorite football team, the Orlando Magic?
Oh yeah. So that's next. That Nate's gonna be alone for that episode.
Poor Nate.
Silas Gorin, everybody. So you're gonna get to see some more of Silas Gorin Saturday, February 5th at 8:30 p.m. when Toilets Titles does Dungeons and Dragons, and you're gonna get to see all the characters. The gang's all gonna be in there. And Silas, man, Silas, what is your what's your specialty, man? Let everybody know.
Wizardry. I am practicing and practicing and practicing, but I'm only level 1, but I intend to go on a great adventure with my friends to gain great skills and become a superior wizard.
Excellent. All right, Silas. Hey, listen, we got to keep rolling, man, with our – you can stay for the discussion, but we can't talk too much about Dungeons and Dragons right now. We got some games to discuss. I think he's trying to blow my if you're trying to wipe my memory clean, I needed that a few weeks ago after the count was lost. now I need to remember where I'm at. All right, so we're going.
A memory wipe is $5.
What's $5?
Hold.
A memory wipe.
Oh, memory. All right, I didn't bring my cash. I'll Venmo you, Silas. All right.
Carry on.
Locks of the week. All right. Last week you were 1-3. I don't care about last week. Tell us how we're going to win some money this week, Nate.
Well, I feel kind of weird about this. I don't know. The Chiefs haven't covered all year. Well, they have a few times here and there, I guess. But I like the Bengals +7. I really want the Bengals to win. I wouldn't be scared of taking the money line, too. I like the total.
What's that? Is he smoking a pipe? Did he just lift a pipe up to his mouth?
It is smoking pumpkin spice.
This Dungeons and Dragons episode is going to be the end of Toilets of Titles.
Oh, good lord!
I thought I saw him pull up a pipe, take a puff out of it, like a full blown, medieval wooden pipe. I'm sorry. All right, Nate. Carry on.
I like the total over 54.5 too. I don't know. I think if the Bengals have a chance, they're going to have to just obviously just score. And that's hopefully what we get to see. I do like Mahomes over 289.5. I think their run game's been pretty lackluster. I know McKinnon, which is weird that he's even playing. He's done a little bit, but I just think that they're going to be throwing the ball everywhere. I like Joe Burrow over 287.5, same thing. I know Joe Mixon has done a very, very good job the last couple of weeks, but I think to keep up and have a chance, they're going to have to throw it all over. Speaking of Joe Mixon, I like his total rushing and receiving yards over 90.5. I know that's quite a bit, but I think for them to have a chance, he's going to be a pretty big key for them in the game. There was a couple other. Jamar Chase's was very high. It makes me nervous. That might be a kind of a live bet thing with Jamar Chase. See how that goes. Same with Tyreek Hill and Kelsey. They were both around like 87 or 90 yards, which is seemed like a lot. But I like Byron Pringle over 37 and a half as well. I just think that the Bengals are going to try to take Hill or Kelsey out of the game. And so Pringle maybe reap some rewards from that. So moving on to the NFC game. I like the Rams minus 3.5. I know they're 0-4 the last four games against the 49ers. I don't think the 49ers are good, and I'm not just saying that because they beat my Packers. They got beat by the Seahawks twice this year. I mean, they didn't really do a whole lot. Their special teams won that football game, which is pretty evident. I think the Rams are on a mission. I think that team is absolutely loaded with talent. And as far as a couple props, I do like Van Jefferson over 31.5. I think I bet his prop every single week because it's right around like between 30 and 40 yards. And I mean, that's pretty much one pass from Matty Stafford for him. So I like that a lot. Another one for the total rushing and receiving with Deebo Samuel over 97.5, which is a big number, but he's been, you know, pretty much all of their offense besides Elijah Mitchell. And I like Elijah Mitchell over 72.5 yards. So sorry to ramble through those, but
OBJ's over under, do you know?
I can tell you about 2 seconds.
40 something last week. I hit that, and the reception total was 3.5. So I went over on both. I hit both of those, and I went under on Elijah Mitchell. I think he was at like 84 yards. So I did pretty well on that. I've been right. Odell, I've been going over the reception and the yardage, and he's hit
50.5.
Okay. I think he's going to hit it again.
Yeah, I agree. I think so. I did. Like I said, I didn't put, there was a handful of good ones for the Rams I liked. Cooper Kupp's like 103.5. I know he probably will, but that's a tough one to bet.
50 for Odell. I think. Yeah. What's the reception total for Odell?
They don't have it up yet. All they have is alternate yards.
All right. If it's below, so, if it's like 3.5 or 4, he's going to get 6 or 7 receptions.
Yeah, I agree.
He'll have 4, but in the first half. All right.
His longest catch is 21.5 too. That and the over on that might be pretty easy.
Yeah, because he's got yak skill. All right, yep. I don't want to touch too much on last week's games. I really don't know if there's necessarily a need to, but why don't we talk about Bills Chiefs? You know, it was probably the most exciting game. You know, Rams Buccaneers was exciting. It was kind of interesting to see Tom Brady get eliminated and to see the Rams move on. You know, Bengals, Titans, you know, nice to see Joe Burrow step up. Obviously, 49ers, Packers was an intriguing matchup. But Bills, Chiefs was probably the one that was left people, I guess, with speechless. It was pretty, you know, you were left speechless. Unless you you didn't like the overtime results, then you had a lot to say. But what are you guys' thoughts on that game?
Hang on. Before we go into that, I've got to jump off, guys. So, been lovely to hang out, but I don't know if people are probably aware because of my weird voice, but yeah, so I'm down in Australia and it's like so weird hearing, you know, Nate complain about the weather, and I think it was 97 here yesterday and it's 92 here today. So it's boiling hot and I hate it. So I'm really, really hating the weather. So I actually would rather be hanging out with Nate right now.
It's been -4 without the wind.
So thanks for having me on anyway, and I will catch up with you all soon, guys.
Camp, I'll see you
on the Young Andrew
Cowboys sometime soon.
Absolutely.
See you, Camp.
All right, so anybody have any thoughts on the Chiefs-Bills matchup? One for the ages.
I thought it was spectacular. I loved every minute of it. I know there wasn't a lot of good defense, but I'm all right with that when it comes to, you know, high flying offenses like that. Now in the playoff league, I did the Kansas City stack because I thought the Bills were going to win. So that last 13 seconds was a dagger into my heart. Cause I knew as soon as they, if they were going to get close enough to tie it up, I was like, oh, they're going to win now. It's just one way or another. They're going to win this in overtime. Yeah. So that kind of killed me, but no, I thought that game was awesome. There was some really crazy throws, some really broken coverages. Gabe Davis breaking dudes' ankles. Like, it almost looked like he was using the force on that one play and just threw that cornerback to the ground.
It looked like a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah.
It looked like a video game. Like, there was some sort of, like, the player does not compute. He just whipped around it and fell to the ground. But there's times when guys are super wide open. And it's almost like that's when you see quarterbacks whiff, because the guy's so wide open. And Josh Allen had there was a few times when guys were running wide open, and he did not whiff at all. He ripped it. He with complete confidence. Like, I was so impressed with the level of precision in his passes in some of those situations, man. It was pretty epic, almost as epic as Silas Beard, you know, maybe a little bit more so, but that was interesting. But I do have to say, you know, during that Rams Buccaneers game, I know I touched on that briefly. So my son's a Rams fan. He's 10 years old, just started getting into football this past season. He likes the Cowboys as well, so I appreciate that. But Cooper Kupp's his favorite player. He also likes Joe Burrow for the Bengals, but right now Cooper Kupp's his favorite player, and he was panicking towards the end of that Rams Bucks fan and you Bucks game. And usually during the Cowboys games, you know, I'm panicking. I'm a pessimist because I think things are eventually always going to go wrong. But here I am trying to be the optimist and trying to settle his nerves and tell him everything's going to be all right. You know, and when Cooper Kupp made those two receptions at the end of the game, it was so fun to watch it. You know, I was devastated a week prior because of the Cowboys, and here I am. I get an opportunity to enjoy this game through my son's eyes. And, you know, Cooper Kupp, like, how do you leave him that open? Like,
yeah, good play call. Good play call. Yeah, you deserve a head coaching job. That dude should be fired. Get him out of there.
Yeah, they didn't even bracket him.
Dude, you know? It's like, what are you running, like a zero blitz there? Good idea. And I know Murphy Bunting fell over, but just tackle him at the goddamn line. Who cares if it's a 15-yard penalty? At least he's not going to burn you over the top. Just push him down. Stand on him. Why not? Who cares?
It was incredible.
Stupid.
Like, two plays in a row, he torched them. Yeah. It was incredible.
Since we're on these rants, I did kind of tease on Twitter that we would be talking about kicking it deep. And I know Nate has some very passionate things to say about this. So I thought maybe we could throw that out there for the listeners to hear. Nate, what are your thoughts when it's like 12 seconds left? Just as an example, let's say there's 12 seconds left on the clock and your team is up by a touchdown and you have to kick the ball off. What would you do in that situation?
The squib kick.
Either squib it or just, like I said, kick it in play. I mean, I know it's
probably – tell me every time he puts that straw to his mouth, it doesn't look like he's – his mouth. Tell me.
It looks like someone's on vacation and he's drinking a Mai Tai.
I will say this. I'm going to miss seeing Gabriel Davis in the playoffs.
Red Wing score.
Okay, there was another point in hockey. That's how you know that a point was scored in hockey. It happens three times throughout a game, and there was
seven already in this game. Anyways, I mean, kick it in play. In the NFL, you can't fair catch the ball. It's going to take 5 or 7 seconds off the clock. I don't care if they have the ball at the 40. I mean, I understand they had timeouts, so that's going to change things a little bit. But if you have, instead of 14 seconds, if you have 9 seconds, 8 seconds, that basically one play. I mean, and that's it. It will. And what's the chance of the guy actually returning the kick? If you kick it normally and not a squib or just a skyrocket as high as you can. I don't understand why. It's like I'm not a coach. I'm not a guy that knows anything. And I've said this. Like I said, it happened. The Bucks did the same thing. You know, and it gives you an extra play, an extra play, because when you kick it off, the clock doesn't change. And that's all there is to it. I mean, like I said, that Colts game against the Ravens, I know it happened too. And they had, you know, 48 seconds left, which I get it. That's more time than 14 seconds. But still, an entire play is what it is. And it blows my mind that it continues to happen.
That's why I wasn't frustrated about the overtime, because that 13 seconds is where you blew the game. I'm sorry. I know, you know, it could have went 50-50 with the coin toss, but you blew the game with that.
You shouldn't have a chance anyway.
You had an opportunity. You know, you had an opportunity to end that game and you didn't. You allowed it to go to overtime. You knew the overtime rules. You allowed that to happen. You know, that was ridiculous.
And you have one of the best defenses, if not the best defense statistically in a lot of categories. And you did absolutely nothing to slow them down. I get, yeah, sure, their defense was tired. Okay, and maybe both defenses were tired. But what I hate more about it's so much more than just the overtime rule. What I hate about all these rules are how much more the NFL is geared towards offense. Like, it makes it very difficult, especially late in the game, when the refs are letting more things slide for the defense to be able to stop anybody. So if you're going to do that, you need to change your overtime rules.
Yeah, or at least going into overtime to try to make gear it a little more towards the defense. Get the balls and pump and make sure you inflate the balls all the way up.
I saw on Twitter that it was like the best overtime thing on Twitter I saw was it's like a baseball.
Say that at the same time ever again.
What's that?
I said, don't make that motion and say that comment ever again at the same time. We might get banned from YouTube.
Oh.
But I saw on Twitter. It was somebody.
Rewind that and clear it from the YouTube. Go ahead, Nate.
They compared the NFL overtime to like a baseball game. Like, okay, well, it's the top of the 10th inning and a guy hits a home run. Well, game over. Like, I can't stand, like I said, I can't stand the NFL overtime. Make it like the NCAA. Let's make it fun.
So, I mean, but if
we're not changing the rules.
I don't know.
What it shouldn't, like I said, shouldn't have got to overtime. Bills shouldn't have kicked it deep. Mahomes would have one play. Is what
well,
it
guess
is.
What? Well, guess and
the,
what?
The Bills Chiefs shouldn't have been covering the sidelines either. They had three freaking timeouts. That's why Kelsey was wide open in the middle of the field because they were covering the sidelines. They have three timeouts. Just play your normal defense. Like, what are you? What was? I don't know what was going through their head. I know it was. You know, it's crunch time, and you know the stress. You know, gets pumped up, but. I, as soon as I saw it, when you see the play, the replay of Kelsey catching that pass to get into field goal range, all of the cornerbacks and safeties are all on the sides of the field. I'm like, what is going on? Why are you even doing that? They don't need to get out of bounds. They have three timeouts.
It's interesting because some coaches would get crucified for making that decision, you know, and some like they get a pass. For that, it's bizarre. I think Silas is dipping. I think Silas is he's riding off.
He's disappeared.
Summoned. He's been summoned to Mordor. Somewhere.
He's like magic. He's gone.
Yeah. All right. So it doesn't matter though, because the Chiefs are losing this week to the Bengals. All right.
Hell yeah.
What's happening. Hey, Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, Jamar Chase, Boyd. You know they're getting it done. Uzama.
T. Higgins.
Logan Wilson, Sam Hubbard, yes. Jesse Bates,
Jermaine Pratt.
The Bengals are going to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs had their biggest moment in the playoffs. That will be Chiefs' biggest moment, playoffs 2022, was that game because they're not going to have a big moment this week. They're losing. What do you guys think? Everybody, give your predictions. Chiefs, Bengals. Justin, I'll pass it to you first.
I was just going to say, I think since the Bengals actually put out Rich's team, the Raiders, he should get the opportunity to talk about this Bengals game first. Rich, what do you think about that Bengals game?
The Raiders won?
No. The last one.
The Raiders
won. When they played a real team.
The Titans.
Oh, that was nice.
Hey, so the Raiders and Bengals was the closest game of a wild card weekend. So I will say that. And at least my team was in the playoffs. There, Justin.
And your team was in the playoffs because they beat my team. So I gave you that opportunity.
Hey, so real quick, I do want to – I know we kind of got off topic here. You guys, we started going this. But I do want to say the one thing about that Bills-Chiefs game is it wasn't even that play that – where the last play where Kelsey got in field goal range. It was the play before that where the Bills backed their whole defense off about 15 yards playing prevent, and they threw that underneath – kind of – you can call it an underneath screen to Tyreek, where he ran for another 15, 20 yards. You know, that play right there, that defense play right there is what started the whole domino effect of them even getting down there in 13 seconds. Mm-hmm. To me, I feel like that was the call worse than the previous one.
Yeah.
No, I agree. It was terrible.
What are your thoughts on Titans-Bengals?
Titans-Bengals? Good game. I wanted the Bengals to win. I really wanted the Bengals to be against the Bills, but now that they're playing the Chiefs, I hope they blow them out. I mean, they already played once this year and they won, correct?
Yep.
I mean, was it even I think they sat their players in that game, if I'm correct, was I not?
Nope. No, that was a full-blown game.
Both Bengals teams all the played. Way, baby. Bengals all the way. And he's I want to say one other thing. Michael Thomas to the Raiders.
All right. Rich is single-handedly raising the cost of Michael Thomas by throwing a second team into the mix.
Rich is He's already in mid offseason form. Everybody to the Raiders.
Yeah. All I know is I can't wait.
Davante Adams and Michael Thomas.
I can't wait to be sitting on that couch in Canton.
You better not be drunk driving, Rich.
Playing some Mario Kart, talking about him just going on like a crazy person about the Raiders and me just ignoring him and whipping his ass in Mario Kart. All right, Justin, Chiefs versus Bengals. Who's winning?
I've got the Chiefs. I mean, until somebody can prove it otherwise. Like I said, if the Bills can't stop that offense, and the offense has been clicking more and more, the Chiefs' offense, more and more as the season goes, they just keep getting better and better. And they are, I mean, they're just a great team. This is the fourth one in a row now that they, not only the fourth AFC championship game they've been in, but the fourth one they've hosted, which means they've always been a high seed. Like, they're just an incredible team. And the Bengals are good. The Bengals are really good. They're young. They're fighting. Their defense is a lot better than I was giving them credit for in the offseason. I just don't think they're there yet. And until they can actually prove that they're there, I can't believe that they're there. So I'm still going to have fun watching them. Don't get me wrong. But it looks like from looking at the show notes, I'm in the minority here by saying the Chiefs have this.
All right. Alex, who do you got?
Yeah, I got the Chiefs too. As much as I would like to see the Bengals pull this out with the young, and the full head of steam that they got going, I don't think it's going to be enough. You know, this is going to be whole new territory for them. Even making it this far in the playoffs is, new territory for them. The Chiefs have been here before. They know how to win. They're going to, take it. I think it'll be a close game, though. I think it's going to be a good game. The Bengals can definitely put up points, and I don't think Joe Burrow's just going to like crumple under the big lights, but I think the Chiefs come out on top.
Nate, what is your selection?
No, I'm going with the Bengals just because I want to, because I don't like the Chiefs. Joe Burrow probably going to get sacked 10 times this week, Bengals by 3. And let's do it. I mean, I don't know. That offensive line, I've said it all year, is so bad. He got sacked 9 times last week, and they still won, which is just ridiculous. It's going to be a tough battle for the Bengals. Like I said, Chiefs are clicking on all cylinders right now. But you know what? Like I said, they had their time in the sun, and it's time for Joey B and the Cigar Boys. So
hope it works out. Rich, you said it was going to be the Bengals as well, correct?
Yeah, man. Look, I say it's going to be the Bengals, but look, it's hard for a team to beat another team twice in the same season. Not only that, it's against the Chiefs.
Not if you're the Dallas Cowboys and the NFC. But
it is the Chiefs that they're playing.
Yeah, that's the NFC East, not the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, that's right. It's not the NFC North either. It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Very bad. Dog shit. Dog shit division.
All right, so now we have Rams 49ers. Justin, who's winning?
I have the Rams. I'm almost positive. I'm starting to go back and watch some old shows from earlier in the season, but I'm almost positive that the Rams were my team preseason to win the Super Bowl. At the very least, I know I had them going to the Super Bowl, so I'm going to stick to my guns here, and I'm sticking with the Rams to make it into the Super Bowl here, even though I'm backpedaling a little bit on who's going to win, but I'm sticking with them in the Super Bowl.
All right, I got the Rams beating the Niners as well. Nate, who you got?
Let's go Rams. I'm done. I hate the 49ers. I hate them.
Yeah, I think it's the Rams too. The 49ers are garbage. They're a trash team. I don't know how they've made it this far on the back of Debo Samuel, but I think it can only take them so far. So the Rams are way too high powered to on both sides of the ball to lose to a team like that, even though they lost to them twice this season already.
And the last 4 times they played.
Yeah. Which actually I think I saw,
but that was with Jared Goff. Doesn't count.
Yeah.
You heard what Rich said. It's hard to beat a team twice.
And playing off of that, I saw something on Twitter that was there's been 21 times where teams that from a division see each other in the playoffs, and if one team won both games in the regular season, they won the game in the playoffs as well. So this could be a first time thing, you know, with the Rams beating them, but I don't know. I don't like to base anything off of some kooky fact that I saw on Twitter. So I'm going with the Rams.
Rich, who you got, Rams or Niners?
Too much all-star power. Too much all-star power. I mean, I don't like the 49ers. They're my counter foes of the Raiders. So Rams.
All right, so now I have Bengals versus Rams in the Super Bowl. I have the Rams winning it. I got Cooper Kupp winning the MVP. Justin, tell us what your matchup is, who's winning, and what the MVP is.
So my heart says the Rams. Like I said, that's who I was going with early on, and especially now that I know that Emmett has picked up the love for the Rams and Cooper Kupp. And if not for Cooper Kupp, I would have definitely gotten last place in my home league and had to have worn a dress this year. He bailed me out on several occasions. So my heart is going with the Rams, but I got to tell you, if I'm a betting man, I'm going with the Chiefs, and it's going to be Mahomes for MVP until they prove otherwise.
Alex.
Yeah. Chiefs, Rams. I'm going to go with I don't know about that one, because that's going to be a really interesting game. I want to say Chiefs, because again, they've been there, they've done this, you know, this is not new territory for them. You know, Stafford's never seen those bright of lights. But I think the Rams put up a fight, but I think the Chiefs end up taking it. So I'm taking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. And I'll say, if the Chiefs win, it's going to be Patty.
All right, Rich, what do you got?
Bengals, Rams, Cam Akers, MVP. To end a comeback season.
Oh. Ooh.
Very interesting. I like that, Rich. Very, very interesting. Rich is just making it spicy like the chips. Probably got some of those spicy Lay's chips this evening. That's why he's trying to lay it on us. Nate, what do you got?
Bengals, Rams. Bengals win, man. Who day? Isn't that what they say? Joe Burrow, MVP. Also, rewind a second. This Bengals-Chiefs game, yeah, any guy you can bet on getting a sack for the Chiefs, bet on him. I was gonna say it earlier and I forgot.
Is Willie Gay playing? Didn't he get like in trouble? But then I saw him.
He played last week. It's fine. Doesn't matter. Andy Reid sweeps that shit under the rug or under his big belly, whatever.
Yeah, under his big belly. All right, guys.
Or under the mustache.
Under the mustache. Like Cyrus. It was very nice of Silas to drop in here and just sit in the background there smoking on his peace pipe while we all contemplated and discussed fantasy football. He really brought the fantasy to this fantasy football discussion, even though
we
really didn't talk much fantasy football this
evening. Fantasy night there, Joe.
He knew that we weren't talking any fantasy football tonight. We were only talking football, so he had to bring some fantasy into it.
It's like that commercial where the guy shows up as a centaur to the fantasy draft.
Yeah, that's what Rich was talking about.
Yeah, I think I got my fantasy nights mixed up.
Yeah.
Oh, and just so before we leave, Wink Martindale is a game show host, and he was a disc jockey too. And that's actually the Ravens coach calls him. He dubbed himself Wink as an homage to the game show host, because they share the same last name.
Very cool.
Huh.
Fun facts for your Wednesday night.
That's how we're going to wrap up this show. That does it for episode number 106. We're ending it with the wink fact. A little winky action over there. Everybody check out toiletsandtitles.com. Check us out on the YouTube if you could. Like some of our episodes. Throw us some comments. Subscribe to the show. Hit the bell so you get alerted when we go live. We are continuing with action. Joe, who was he's related to Silas, who popped in here. He just started our NFL draft series called On the Clock. He just released a discussion of the top 10 edge defensive end players. So check that out on the YouTube. It's also on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're going to be discussing. I'm actually hopping on with him this weekend to talk wide receivers. And we're also going to do an episode talking safety. So all NFL draft stuff. We still have Dollars to Deuces going on. We got Dash of DFS going on this weekend. We got tons of content. So tune in, subscribe, join us as we continue this football journey into the offseason. And we continue to try to build and build so we can dominate next year and win some cash. So for everybody, for the Toilets and Titles team, we will catch you all later on. Enjoy your weekend. Catch you later.